The way that Lent and Easter falls this year has gives us a little break from Lent, I guess, for 2 days. Today we have the great solemnity of St. Joseph. This coming Saturday we have the solemnity of the Annunciation. So enjoy these two free days, if you will. But it is a beautiful thing that the Church gives us feast days like this to step back and give great thanks to God for who Joseph was. In fact, in the 19th century, Pope Pius IX declared that St. Joseph is the patron saint of the universal church. And so, whether we're fathers, whether we're mothers, whether we're whatever we are, he's our patron because he's the patron saint of the entire universal Catholic Church. And what a blessing that is. Two things on Joseph this morning. One of the reasons he's the patron saint of the universal church is because what Joseph faced applies to all of us. In particular, in the gospel we just heard, what did he have to do? It's very simple, but it can be very hard. Joseph's fundamental thing he had to do was to trust. He had to trust that this very confusing conception that had taken place in his betrothed Mary was of God. And he had to trust again and again and again that the Father, God the Father, chosen him to carry out this great mission. He had to trust, especially where he felt inadequate. Imagine how inadequate Joseph would have felt being married to Mary, being the father of Jesus, and yet again and again, in his inadequacy, where he felt like he wouldn't be good enough, he had to trust that this was the mission that God had given him. Where do we feel inadequate? Where do we feel not good enough? Where do we feel like we're being asked to do something that we're not skilled at? That's where we have to trust. That's where we become Joseph. That's where we go to Joseph to allow the same trust that he had to fill our hearts. Secondly, Joseph had one job. Joseph's job was to protect the Christ child. Now, we can treat that like something of the past, but it's something that you and I have to do today. What do we mean by that? When I say protect the Christ child, I mean protect Jesus in us, protect our relationship with the Lord. That just like Joseph, we have to do whatever it takes, that whatever is threatening our relationship with Jesus, we have to protect that, just like he did. So let's allow ourselves to trust, especially where we are inadequate, and let's allow ourselves to protect the greatest gift that we have, that of course being Jesus.